Marty Lynch calling from West Shokan, New York. Hey, you guys at the round table, you got to talk about Parnas, man. I mean, the Russians gave the guy $1 million. He's sitting in a holding cell, and he gave $500,000 of that Russian money to Giuliani, and they were instructed by Trump. I mean, how is that not follow the money? I mean, how do we not know at this point that once Parnas goes down, dude, the whole thing's going to come falling down? But it's just surprising to me. I mean, that's something you guys should be talking about and hammering. Enjoy the program.
Hello, Michael Kerner in Ghent, New York. I love the roundtable and was just hoping to correct the ladies in mentioning the UAlbany players and the white supremacy sign. That is a sign for after they make a three-pointer. Coach Brown's team would never have a player that shared those values. So please correct that.
Mike Morrison, New Windsor. I just wanted to say I'm shocked by Rosemary comparing Bernie to Mike Bloomberg's campaign and saying we need Bernie to drop out. I don't think she understands the power Bernie has amongst the young people of this country, the people who are voting. And frankly, I'm upset with all the coverage of Bernie. Well, the lack of coverage that Bernie receives on your airwaves. I'm a regular listener, a regular contributor, but like, come on, guys, you got to give him some love. He's not out there, you know, fighting against Democratic ideas. He's there on the people's side, and you guys just throw him away, and it's really upsetting.